This colony looks good. It's good. It looks a lot better than it did when the last time I was here. I don't think it was going to make it.
Peter Borst is checking on his club's bee colonies near Ithaca. The hives are attached to sticks resting along the rim of a white wooden box. When pulled out, bees cover honeycombs hanging from the sticks. Borst has been a beekeeper since 1974 and takes a longer view of the industry's recent struggles. In 2006, beekeepers began reporting the widespread loss of seemingly healthy bee colonies. It led to the naming of a new disease, colony collapse disorder. But Borst says the issue has been blown way out of proportion.
The thing that was odd about this colony collapse disorder was that the bees seemed to just vanish. The bees disappearing, we don't know why, has been a recurring theme.
Borst says small beekeepers in the Northeast should expect to lose as many as half of their hives because of the cold winters and a parasite called the varroa mite. Large commercial beekeepers in the United States lost 28 to 33% of their hives each winter between 2006 and 2011, in part because of colony collapse. But Bohr says that's not too hard to recover from.
It's not magic. You can divide your colonies. You can make three colonies out of one and go into fall with more hives than you think that you're going to need in the spring and take some losses.
Bohr quit trying to make money from beekeeping 20 years ago. But for farmers who need bees to pollinate their apples and cherries and almonds every year, the losses from colony collapse are a troubling development. According to a recent report by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, colony collapse isn't the result of any single factor, making it much harder to prevent.
And if I push it all the way down, then they can't go out or in.
Oh, someone's angry.
Mike Biltonen is the operations manager at Red Jacket Orchards in Geneva. They grow 16 types of fruit and keep bees on the farm for 4 weeks every year. Biltonen agrees that there's probably no single cause for colony collapse. One factor is the loss of natural habitat. Another is the distances hives travel every year. Honeybees are moved from the citrus orchards in Florida to apple orchards in New York, and huge numbers are now needed in California to pollinate the world's largest almond industry.
I've heard real horror stories. There's a couple hives that we actually just got which were dead. I mean, I don't know why that happened.
So Biltonen's farm does what it can to keep bees healthy. They stopped using a class of insecticide called neonicotinoids because it's been linked to colony collapse. And they're trying to develop the native pollinator population on the farm.
There are bees that burrow in beetle holes and straws and rock walls.
That's Mia Park, a graduate student in entomology at Cornell, describing some of the 100 wild bee species found in a recent survey of local orchards.
They scoop up mud with these projections. They look like horns on their face, and then they can smooth this mud out to make a wall.
Park says no one is really sure how many native pollinators are out there, and not much work has been done on how to manage them.
Certainly for our small orchards that have natural habitat and a lot of edges, we feel like the native population can provide adequate pollination for apple.
There's one right there. Huh. See it? First one I opened up.
At his club's beehives, Peter Borst finds what he calls the biggest threat to honeybees, the varroa mite. The parasite lays its eggs in the hives and lives off bees during the winter.
Most of the easy problems have been solved. Now we're stuck with the hard problems, and this is one of them.
For Borst, the yearly losses are just part of beekeeping. But for a commercial beekeeper with 90,000 hives, losing a third of the hives in a year seems more like a catastrophe. In Ithaca, I'm Matt Richmond for the Innovation Trail.